As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Here we go. Hour 3, G-Bag Nation here, 105.3, the Fan, home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. It's a big sports Monday, and we got a game 2 tonight that it's a must-have, as Eddie Olczyk joining us now, the United States Hockey Hall of Famer, had a great 16-year career, had a record 18-game point streak in his prime, which was
a bad record.
Yeah, and now with the NHL on TNT, of course, Eddie, a good afternoon. Thank you for joining us once again, buddy. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Salute to you. Now, what can you tell us? What's gone wrong for our Stars?
Boy, well, actually, it was their best game that they've played probably in, I don't know, 3 weeks, 3.5, 4 weeks. Everybody knows going into the playoffs, they were obviously limping in, not winning in 7 games, going 0-5-2. But I think it even kind of stretched a little bit past that when they were on that great run where I think they got points in 10 straight games. And we were in there for with TNT. I think the Blues were in town, and we talked to the terrific head coach of your Dallas Stars, Peter DeBoer. And you can kind of just tell in breaking down coach speak, I think is the verbiage I used in that game, is, yeah, we're winning games. But I took it as like there were stretches in quite a few games that were concerning where they just weren't playing the way that they needed to play, but they were finding ways to win. And I think what ended up happening was is at the end of the year, that caught up with them, and look, they played a strong game the other night. I mean, they were right there, a 2-1 game, and an outstanding use of the timeout for maybe non-hockey fans. You only get one timeout in the National Hockey League, and they're down 2-0 on the power play in the third period, and, you know, their top power play unit was out there. They didn't have anything going, and they used the timeout, and they scored a goal, and they were back in it. The crowd was in it, and they just ended up, obviously it wasn't a 5-1 game, but it's 8 in a row now. And having played as long as I did and stood behind the bench for a bunch of years ago, and now broadcasting, it is tough to get off this roller coaster sometimes when it's going either way. Now, obviously you love it when you win in 7, 8, 9, 10 games in a row and you're getting points. But when it goes the other way, it almost seems like the train is going faster and faster. And yeah, we know Jason Robertson, and yeah, you know, no Miro Heiskanen, but I think the mindset's got to be for this team is let's try to win a game 2-1 and give Jake Ottinger all the help you can and see what happens. So it's dire times. There's no doubt. I said the other night in our TNT broadcast, I know Peter DeBoer said that with their history recently is, you know, they've had tough times in game ones of series. It's way different, or was way different in my opinion, because somebody had asked him, like, do you think this is a must win? And, you know, and of course he did not. But I thought that maybe it wasn't a must win in capital letters, but it was in lowercase, that's for sure, because you want to stop the bleeding somehow. And obviously they weren't able to do it. But I think they can grab from what they did is that it's one of their better games in a long time. And you got another chance to get back into the series because the Colorado Avalanche are the real deal. And the Stars got to find a way to win a game, let alone get in a series. They got to win a hockey game because it's been way too long for this team.
Eddie, you made a great point on the broadcast tonight about Peter maybe mixing up some lines and stuff like that.
Yeah,
is that something that you've kind of gone the whole entire season, and is it something that is that simple, or is it just you got to try something when you're not playing well right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. Look, and as I said, Pete's been. I mean, he's had a lot of success in this league, and he knows his personnel. And look, unfortunately for him, he's seen a lot of different combinations here over the course of the last, just go back to the Four Nations faceoff where, you got people coming in, you got people going out, you've got guys not playing, you got guys coming back. I mean, so they've had obviously lots of different looks, but I think most coaches, when you are going in a situation where you haven't scored and, you're looking to just kind of shake it up a little bit, right? And he moved the lines around a little bit. And I think all you're looking for is you're just looking for that one combo. And I'm talking more specifically about the trios up front, the forward units of, I think he went to Hintz, Ben, and Rantanen, I think, in that third period at some point. You're just looking for a line to shake it up a little bit, just to get everybody's attention, but just also look for some kind of a combination. Look, and some coaches like to move just the left wingers, and maybe they move the centers, and they move the right wingers. I mean, there's lots of different philosophies, but I just think when you are in desperate times and you haven't found a way to score, look, the Stars had chances. They did. Yeah. They had chances throughout the game. They just weren't able, to cash in, right? I mean, on two of the goals for Colorado the other night, the Stars had unbelievable chances right before that. They weren't able to score, and then Colorado comes right down the ice and gets a couple of goals. So just think about the swings in momentum within the game or within the shift where you think you're going to put one into the back of the net. And I mean, I think it was Marchman that had the unbelievable chance at 2-1, and then all of a sudden they come back the other way and, they end up scoring and make it 3-1 and eventually win 5-1. So I just think it's all about feel, and Peter DeBoer certainly knows his team best. I think you're in a situation where if you see or recognize that, hey, two or three guys aren't going and maybe they're all on separate lines, well, maybe you sit there and go, well, you know what? I got to put those three guys together and I got to get some other guys up there and those particular lines and maybe help those other guys that are, that are going. So, I thought Matt Duchene was one of those guys that had a real strong game from the seat I was sitting in the other night at American Airlines Center.
Eddie Olczyk with us here in the G-Bag Nation. You mentioned Miro earlier. From a Stars perspective, we're just praying to the hockey gods. Can we please get him back at some point in this series? But a huge boost for Colorado could be Gabriel Landeskog, who is now active. He hasn't played in 3 years. I mean, is this more of an emotional lift here? Do you know any more of this? Is he actually going to go? And how good could he be? He hasn't played hockey in forever.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because there is, at this time of year, there is a lot of propaganda. There is a lot of, verbiage coming from all different camps in the National Hockey League. And, when it was reported that, that Landeskog was going to go down to the minors and play a couple of games, which he did. And then he comes back and he's with the team and he's around and he's on the ice at practice and he's traveling with the team and he's in the locker room. There is that unbelievable moral support. I mean, they're the only ones. Like, we asked the question to Jared Bednar, the head coach of the Avalanche, and, he was very coy and, he's on, he's here. And without really saying anything, it's just one of those things where at any given time, when will be the right time where where they do give him a shot. Now, there's lots of different philosophies when it comes to playoff hockey is that as long as everybody's healthy and, you win a game, you very rarely see line changes. So am I expecting him to play tonight without hearing anything or whatever? I mean, I would lean more no than yes. But
you turn around and sit there and go, well, if you're going to get them in, wouldn't this be a great opportunity to get them into a game before they would go home and see how it goes? So any inside info, absolutely not. The Avalanche were very tight-lipped, and I think it will be that way until he gets an opportunity to play, whether it's in this series or the next one. But think about it. The last time he played, he was hoisting the Stanley Cup for the Avalanche some 3 years ago.
So if we look at this...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Series in retrospect, and it plays out. You don't get Miro back. You don't get Robertson back. They lose. Would you think, boy, we got to retool this thing, maybe less forwards, more help on the back end? Or would you just think we got unlucky and hit a rough patch and then got hurt?
I would lean more towards, because I think you know, Jimmy Neal and his staff, they've done an amazing job here. I really do. Look, when you do lose an impact player, you know, like Haskin, and on the back end, it's a trickle down effect. Now you're asking guys to play way above where they probably should consistently. Most teams you could get by for, you know, a couple of games or, you know, a stretch, but, and especially when you're going up against a team like Colorado. I mean, but that's the hand that's dealt. I would describe it as, the Stars are playing five card stud with probably 3.5 cards right now. And sometimes you might get, you know, might get dealt three Kongs. You might, but you're asking for a tall task for the guys that are out there to be able to do it. So you need the guy in goal. You need Otter to be perfect. You need your specialty teams to come up large when you do get the opportunities, and you cannot give the Avalanche or any team you're playing, doesn't matter what the situation, you can't give them any freebies, right? You can't give them any clear opportunities where they could be prevented with, you know, your lack of puck management. So if it goes sideways or continues to go sideways for the Stars, I would look at it long term and go, look, they got some damn good players there. I mean, you're going to have to make some decisions on a couple of guys at contracts expiring, but at the end of the day, I think the foundation is there to make a run. And look, you don't bring in a guy like Mikko Rantanen and commit to him like you did, and all of a sudden sit there and think that you're going to continue to make, you know, massive changes on the ice because you do have a heck of a foundation there already. But at this time of year, you got to step up, and nobody's going to feel sorry for you. So I think for the Stars, it's just worrying about winning one game right now to get off the schneid and then give yourself a chance to, to get the Colorado tied up at one.
Yeah, the big concern for us, Eddie, was just the Stars defensively. I mean, even if you had Miro, I think that's definitely been a weakness for them, why they haven't been able to advance to the Cup Final and losing some series to Vegas and then to Edmonton.
Sure.
So,
sure.
I mean, if you look at how they're constructed, even if you have Miro, do you think they're good enough defensively? I mean, I've just been struggling to find, where do they have an edge in this series outside of goalie?
Yeah, I mean, no team, you know, there are people would maybe argue this. I mean, there is no perfect hockey player. I mean, there are some unbelievably talented, and you got one on the other end in Colorado and Cale Makar, where you start looking at numbers and what he's doing. I mean, you know, for maybe some of the younger listeners, I mean, take a look at the numbers and what Bobby Orr did in the National Hockey League for so many years. I mean, that's the comparison to a guy like that. I mean, Bobby Orr was as perfect as a hockey player that maybe there ever was on the back end. But I feel like, yeah, I mean, what was one of the reasons why they brought in Chris Tanev last year, right? I mean, because he was able to be that defensive type of guy, you know, that all teams would love and need. So, I mean, whether that's from within of drafting or, you know, trading or looking for a free agent, yeah, sure. I would not argue that, yeah, the Stars could probably use another defender or two, but those guys are hard to come by. And yeah, maybe you have to take from your offensive guys up front, and maybe you have to move somebody like that in order to bring another back end guy. But look at Jimmy Neal and his staff. I mean, they addressed that last year, right? And obviously they came up short, but that guy, I mean, Chris Tanev obviously would look unbelievable, you know, back in a star sweater with, you know, how he performed last year. And, you know, now obviously he's in Toronto. So I can't argue your concern or your point about, you know, the back end. Yeah. Could it be better? Yeah. Hell yes. But when you do have the puck a lot, and I think you can probably talk about this with your football team there, right? The best defense in the world is when you have the rock in your hand, right? Like, that's the best defense in the world. Like, you control what's going on. And I think the Stars certainly have that ability when they're going good and they're playing really well, is when the puck is on their stick, regardless if they're scoring, there's no better defense in the game of hockey is that when you do control and you have the puck on your stick.
All right, Eddie, enough this hockey talk. Tell me about this horse journalism at the Derby.
Tell me about this.
I need to know.
I will be there. This will be my 11th year working for NBC. I will be there with the TV coverage the first Saturday in May. And if you want to follow some of my picks over the whole weekend, you can go to twinspires.com. That's twinspires.com. I'll have a lot of my picks over the course of Derby and Oaks weekend. And journalism will be the favorite. I think he's probably going to be probably in that 7-2 to 4-1 range. So for people that like to invest, if you wager 100, you might get back $480 or $500, which is a pretty good bet. He looks like he is the real, real deal here. Like, he just looks like he can be close to the lead. He can come off. He's had some adversity. Now, it's a 20 horse field when you get to the Kentucky Derby, but I can tell you right now that I am going to be investing quite a bit on the horse journalism. I'll give you a couple other horses too. I'll give you one, the name Tiz Tastic. And the other one I like is Sandman.
There you go.
And then the other one I like is If the Horse Gets In. The horse is on the also eligibles, but the other horse I like, I think you got to use underneath, is Baeza. So journalism, Tiz Tastic, Sandman, and Baeza would be the horses that the Derby was running tomorrow that I would be picking and getting my feet wet on our NBC broadcast on the first Saturday in May.
I think your hockey coverage is secondary to your horse racing coverage, by the way, sir. I really do. I mean,
that's very kind of you.
No, you are awesome. I love when they go to you standing there at the board and you're walking us through it. It's my favorite thing.
That's very nice. I appreciate it. It's been a passion of mine. I've been playing. I went to the racetrack as a kid when I was 12 years old, and I've been wearing out a pass to the so-called pitcher's mound ever since. I've been going to the racetrack for, considering I'm an old guy, I'm 58. I've been going there for 46 years, and I'm not going anywhere else. I know that for sure. So thank you for the kind words, and hopefully we can make people a little bit of money on Derby weekend at Churchill Downs.
You're the man, Eddie. Enjoy the Derby, enjoy the Cup, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
I will be in Colorado for Game 4 with the Stars and Avs on TNT, so looking forward to getting back on that series.
Nice. Let's go. We look forward to watching Eddie Olczyk there on TNT here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, now, when we come back, it's time for the Chris Young Show. All right, so we're talking with the Rangers president of baseball operations as we hold our breath, hoping for a great Stars performance and victory tonight to even up this series, and we're back with all that here in the Nation.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.